There are some fantasy settings I'd never want to personally experience. Arrakis, for one. Roshar, another good example. But there are some that would be awesome, and here are my top five. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where a father and son talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. Today, just Jim here, the father of this duo, ready to bring to you a quick take episode talking about worlds of science fiction and fantasy that I really wish were real. I'm recording this episode from JordanCon in Atlanta, Georgia. JordanCon 2024 is a good one. Got lots of things going on, great panels, so much networking, connecting with friends from far and wide. But that means I'm also recording this now in my hotel room on hotel Wi-Fi. We shall see what kind of quality I get on this video, but I'm hopeful. So there are some incredible worlds out here, science fiction and fantasy, places that I'd love to go on vacation, maybe even live in. And when I say world, I'm not really referencing a specific planet. I'm talking about the world building that an author has done, this whole entire setting that may have been created. It might be just a city. It might be a planet. It might be a galaxy. But what have they made that we could potentially envision being a part of, living in, having a good time at? With that in mind, I kind of thought of so many of these different creations that I've enjoyed through literature and through other media, movies, television shows, and I came up with the top five. It was hard because, again, there's so many, but I feel pretty good about these. So I'm going to go from the bottom to the top and give you my top five. Number five would be from the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Marvel Comics, Wakanda, that African nation pretty much closed off to the rest of the world, hiding the fact that they've got frickin' awesome technology and living with considerable luxury. Wow. Vibranium, man. It makes a difference. And seeing that on the screen has been pretty cool. So to envision having that technology, just part of my life, making everything a little easier, allowing me to do things that I could only dream of right now, yeah, that would be cool. Number four, the Star Wars universe. Now, specifying not during the time of the Empire. I think I'd actually prefer back in the heyday of the Galactic Republic, when the Jedi Knights were everywhere, keeping order. Just like any society, they had their problems, but most people, life was pretty good. At least that's my perception. Coruscant, in particular, might have been a really cool place to live. I mean, a whole planet of a city with some city problems, but with, again, technology that's amazing. Of course, I'd want to have, you know, some means to live in style. But wow, yeah, the Star Wars universe would be pretty awesome. I wouldn't even need to have the Force. No, that's not important to me. Number three, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Now, that's pretty much just our world, and let's add in real magic. Of course, I'd want to be a magic user, not a muggle, and to be able to do just life with magic. That's pretty fun. We'll leave Voldemort completely out of my version of this world, though, please. Just the good stuff. Thank you. Number two, from the Wheel of Time, living in the Age of Legends. So this is before the War of Power. This is back in the old days, where they had full use of the One Power, and they had used it kind of in a blend with technology to create some amazing things, even traveling the stars. It's kind of a, what's the word, utopian experience that people had. Again, it wasn't perfect, but it was pretty darn nice. I think I would want to be a channeler. I'd want to be one of those Aes Sedai of the days back then, the very revered and respected, and could do so many incredible things with the power. But I could live just being a regular schmuck, too, and having them serve, as Aes Sedai were servants of all. Okay, number one, It's no argument for me. I'd want to live in the Star Trek universe. The era of the Next Generation or later. A time where people aren't so caught up with working for money to survive. Rather, their basic needs have been met, and now they work for the good of others, and just because they're people of value and they want to do good things with their life to contribute to society. I dig that. And then all the conveniences. I mean, they've solved so many problems. The way food and drink are handled, the way the simple pleasures are created. And then let's talk about holodeck technology. I mean, you can go and play anywhere you want. Dungeons and Dragons, next level now. You're really going into the worlds. That would be terrific. So that would be my number one, the Star Trek universe. You may have noticed that none of these include a classic medieval style fantasy realm. Despite the beauty and wonder of places like Middle Earth or Narnia, I enjoy my comforts. Like running water's cool, electricity, heck, the internet, and no such thing exists in these Western European style medieval worlds. So no, I'm just not into roughing it. I'm going a little more high tech. Okay, that's what I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, don't forget to tell me now by hitting that like button, and we invite you to subscribe if you haven't done so. If you have some worlds that you think would be worthy of a top five, if your world's completely different than mine, go ahead and put them down in the comment box. I'll love to see what you got, and I always respond. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.